Hey listeners, this is Lupin Patronus
and Eratosthenes.
We'll be reading An Unexpected Holiday,
which was written by Apollonius of Hufflepuff House.
This story has no warnings. Congratulations to Apollonius and to all of our listeners. Merry Christmas!
An Unexpected Holiday
by Apollonius,
read by Eratosthenes
and Lupin Patronus. Lily Evans strolled up Diagon Alley, bundled up tightly against the snow. It was Christmas Eve, and she really should be home. But seeing Petunia all smug with her new husband, Vernon, was more than she could handle right then. Lily paused to look in the window display at Flourish and Blotts. It was candlelit, displaying such books as 12 Curious Christmas Traditions of Muggles. As Lily gazed, the candles flickered out, leaving the display in darkness. Lily looked at the door. Mark Jackson stood there, smiling apologetically. He and Lily had had a casual fling the summer after her fourth year, almost 2.5 years ago. Mark looked genuinely regretful as he locked the shop's front door. "Hello, Lily," he said, slipping the small silver key back into his pocket. "How have you been?"
"Fine, thanks,"
she replied.
"And you?"
"Glorious. The life of a store clerk never fails to thrill." Mark grinned. "Can I take you out for a drink or something?"
"Sure."
Lily smiled.
"After all, you shouldn't be alone on Christmas."
Mark and Lily continued up the alley. As they approached the leaky cauldron, Lily heard a familiar voice singing a bawdy muggle carol. Of course, the voice belonged to a person Lily really did not want to see just then. "Lily!" called Sirius Black, stumbling over to meet her and Mark. "Happy Christmas!"
"Sirius Black, have you been drinking?"
Lily demanded.
"Of course not,"
he said, hugging her. Lily, however, had caught a whiff of his breath.
"Oh, yes you have."
She looked up at Mark.
"I'm sorry, I should probably get him home."
Mark nodded. "Yes, you probably should. Well, I'll see you soon."
"See you."
Lily led Sirius by the arm through the leaky cauldron, stopping by the merrily crackling fire. Lily grabbed a handful of flue powder from the pot above the fire, tossing the powder into the flames.
"Potter Manor,"
she said clearly, stepping inside. She pulled Sirius after her.
"But they're in Switzerland!"
Sirius exclaimed a moment before the green fire blazed, and they vanished. Lily toppled out of a fireplace into a foot of snow, thoroughly shell-shocked. That was the first time she had ever travelled with someone by flue powder, and Sirius was no pixie. The fact that she was lying in snow finally registered to Lily, and she sat up, looking around. Snow fell thickly, almost a blizzard.
"Hello?"
Lily called.
"Sirius? Anybody?"
Suddenly, wan light appeared in the snow a few meters away.
"Lily? Is that you?"
Lily recognized James Potter as he approached. Lily's first reaction to James's appearance was a mix of predictable apprehension and concern. James didn't wear a coat. Apparently, he hadn't had time to grab one before running out here.
"Lily!"
James caught sight of her. He rushed over, pulling her to her feet. "Are you all right?"
"Yes, I'm fine,"
Lily said, pulling away a little. James relinquished her hand without comment.
"Is Sirius okay?"
"He's fine. Gave my parents quite a fright falling out of the fireplace, though." James grinned. Lily smiled back.
"How do you think we got split up?"
"Well, technically this..." He gestured around. is the Potter Manor of Switzerland. It burned down about 30 years ago. We've used the gardener's cottage ever since. It's quite cozy. James shivered.
Here.
Lily unzipped her outermost jacket and handed it to James.
I'm fine, he objected, trying to push the coat away.
James, I'm wearing 3 other jackets.
Lily laughed as James slipped into her coat, his shoulders straining against the quilted fabric.
How do I look?
He asked, laughing. Lily grinned.
Wonderful.
She turned and started walking. James caught her shoulder.
The house is over there, he told her, pointing in the opposite direction.
Oh,
she said. James took her arm gallantly.
By the way, welcome to Switzerland.
Mr. and Mrs. Potter were standing just inside the front door, waiting anxiously. Their faces showed relief as James opened the door, leading Lily into the house.
Mom, Dad, this is my friend, Lily Evans, James said.
Lily, my parents, George and Elaine.
Lovely to meet you, Lily,
said Elaine, drawing Lily into a hug.
We've heard so much about you.
George shook hands with Lily, smiling. Lily got the impression that he didn't speak much.
Would you care for something hot to drink?
Elaine asked.
I'd love some.
Lily smiled.
Betty!
Called Elaine, walking a few steps toward the kitchen door.
Yes, ma'am?
A house elf asked, poking her head out of the door. Lily stiffened at the sight of the house elf, but James laid a hand on her shoulder, shaking his head just perceptibly.
Would you mind getting a cup of hot chocolate for Miss Evans?
Elaine asked. Lily was confused now. Most wizard families weren't nearly that courteous to their house elves.
Yes, ma'am,
squeaked Betty.
Right away.
She dove back into the kitchen.
One for me too, please, Betty, James called.
Yes, young master,
Betty cried from the kitchen.
You two should sit in the parlour for a while and get warm,
Elaine said, opening a door to the other side of the hall from the kitchen. She led them inside and indicated a red plush sofa. Elaine turned to go, but then remembered something.
Lily,
she said,
the monastery down the road has a midnight mass tonight. Would you care to come?
Lily bit her lip.
I'd love to, but I think I should get home before...
Oh no, we wouldn't hear of it.
Elaine's face was somewhere between horror and amusement.
You should stay the night with us. I couldn't intrude on your Christmas,
Lily pointed out.
You aren't intruding,
Elaine assured her.
Then I'd be delighted.
Lily stared around the chapel at the monastery, dressed in a dark green dress that Elaine had worn in her youth. Although she hadn't been in a Catholic church since she was a child and didn't understand most of what the priest was saying, Lily lost herself in the rhythm of the words. The moon glittered through the stained glass window to Lily's left, illuminating the chapel with soft, ethereal light. Later that night, Lily sat in the parlour, dressed again in her jeans and sweater. She had set up in a guest bedroom upstairs, but James was in the bathroom, and Lily didn't want to interrupt him. Lily? The soft voice came from the hallway door. James stood there dressed in his pajamas.
Hi,
Lily said, smiling, but even she knew the smile didn't reach her eyes. What's the matter? James asked, coming to sit on the hearthrug beside her.
I'm just really grateful to you for letting me stay here.
He didn't say anything and waited for her to continue.
You know, Petunia got married recently, right?
James nodded.
Ever since, she's been so smug, like she's got something I can never have. Like I have magic. She told Vernon I'm a witch, and now he hates me too.
She rubbed at her eyes, her face falling.
I can't help remembering how she was when we were younger, before this magic stuff all started.
Lily ducked her head, trying not to cry.
It's all right, he said gently, rubbing her shoulders. I'm here for you. You know that, right?
I know,
she snuffled.
I will be, as long as you let me, he promised.
Thanks.
Lily smiled. Suddenly,
James's eyes lost their intensity, and he smiled too. So, what were you doing with that Mark bloke Sirius saw you with? James asked, clearly trying to change the subject.
Nothing. He was just going to get me a drink,
Lily said. James turned to look into the fire, the flames reflecting off his face. That's a relief.
Why?
Lily asked. Because if you were dating a bloke, I'd have to get all jealous. He grinned. Lily smiled too, reaching for his hand.
Any bloke?
He met her eyes. What do you ask?
I've been thinking of dating someone for a while now, but I wouldn't want you to get jealous of him. We are friends now, after all. Plus, that would make you schizophrenic.
She added mentally. Does he like you in that way? James asked, looking back into the fire.
I'm sure of it.
Lily smirked.
I'm just waiting for him to take the initiative.
James turned to look at her, his hazel eyes unreadable. He leaned forward, taking Lily by the shoulders, and kissed her. For once, Lily didn't punch him, but instead leaned in, sliding one hand into his soft black hair and resting the other on his back. After a minute, he pulled away. You can leave that in Switzerland if you like, James said, dropping his eyes. I won't get in the way.
Potter, you idiot,
Lily chuckled. Then, when James met her eyes with a shocked expression, she explained,
I was talking about you.
She kissed him again. When they next separated, Lily murmured,
Happy Christmas, James.
Another Christmas and Mom still sends me the same old sweater. You think you've got it bad? The Dursley sent me a dead cockroach. I'm pretty sure that's an all-time low.
Merry Christmas, you two.
Hi, Hermione.
Hey, Hermione.
Goodness, the way you two look, you'd think it was a funeral, not Christmas.
Sorry, Hermione, we just didn't get such great gifts this year.
Well, I've got something to cheer you up. Audio Fictions has released a new episode.
Wicked!
Audio Fictions is the gift that keeps on giving, but we need your help to do it. Visit the Black Lake section of the MuggleNet fanfiction beta forums to nominate fictions and even participate in contests where your story could be chosen and read by the Mermuggle team. Who knows, your story could be the next to brighten up someone's holiday. Happy holidays from Audio Fictions.